here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday, the 1st of February, 2016. It was on this day, 1884, the first part of the first edition of the Oxford English Dictionary was published, covering the letter A to the word ant, A-N-T. The Philological Society of London had set out to do it almost 30 years before. They proposed a four-volume dictionary that would take 10 years to complete. In the end, the dictionary took 70 years, not 10, and it filled 10 volumes, not 4. The last volume didn't come out until 1928. The OED defined over 400,000 word forms. The second edition came out in 1989. It's the one you probably find in a library today. 20 volumes, weighs nearly 140 pounds, over 615,000 definitions. And in that 1989 edition, the longest entry is for the verb set, S-E-T, more than 430 ways to use the verb set. The entry for the verb set is 60,000 words long. That second edition contains about 2.5 million quotations. The Bible's quoted more than any other work, Shakespeare more than any other single author, and of Shakespeare's works, Hamlet is quoted the most, about 1,600 quotations from Hamlet in the OED. In 1992, a CD-ROM version of the OED was published, and now the dictionary is online, where it's constantly under revision. And it's the birthday of the poet Langston Hughes, born in Joplin, Missouri, in 1902, grew up in Lawrence, Kansas, a black kid in the middle of America, loved going to the Lawrence Public Library because it was one of the only integrated public buildings in the city. He said, "Then it was that books began to happen to me, and I began to believe in nothing but books and the wonderful world in books, where if people suffered, they suffered in beautiful language, not in monosyllables as we did in Kansas." Here's a poem for today by Faith Sheeran, Quarantine 1918. There were towns that knew about the flu before it arrived. They had time to imagine the germs on a stranger's skirts, to see how death could be sealed in an envelope, how a fever could bloom in the evening and take a life overnight. A few villages deep in the mountains posted guards on their roads, and no one was allowed to come or go, not even a grandmother carrying a cake. No mail was accepted, and all the words and packages families sent to one another went unopened, unanswered. Trains were told not to stop, so they glowed for a moment before swaying towards some other place. The food at the corner store never came from out of town, and no one went to see a distant auntie or state fair. For a while, the outside world existed in imagination, in memory, in books or suitcases, deep in closets. There was nothing but the town itself, hiding from what was possible, and the children cutting dolls from paper, their scissors sharp. A poem, Quarantine, 1918, by Faith Sheeran, from Orpheus Turning, published by the Broadkill River Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Lumosity.com, brain training developed by scientists to challenge memory and problem-solving through online games, Lumosity.com, and by Progressive Insurance, with insurance for cars, home, boat, motorcycles, RVs, and commercial vehicles at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and Progressive.com. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.